You know, when people ask you how you're feeling, there's a lot of different ways you could answer. You could just tell them the truth and say, I'm a little hungover. Or you could just lie and be like, oh, everything's great. How are you? There's a guy in our office here. Every time I see him, I'm like, hey, Treg, how you doing? He goes, better than I deserve. And I go, well, I wonder what you've done in your life that you don't feel you deserve to be doing as well as you're doing. But John Fetterman, the Democrat Senate candidate from Pennsylvania, he probably came up with one of the most interesting ways to tell people exactly how he's feeling when he said, well, this right here, let me play it for you.
At first, I just wanted to check in and see how you're feeling and how you're doing.
I'm doing fantastic. And it's not about kicking balls in the authority or anything.
Right? It's not about kicking balls in the authority or anything. I mean, that's a very creative answer to a very simple question. How are you doing? I'm doing great. You know, it's not about kicking balls in the authority. And the irony is that the answer itself basically answers the question in a way that is opposite to the answer of the question that he gave. For example, the question was, hey, John Fetterman, how are you doing? The answer was, I'm doing great. It's not like kicking balls in the authority or anything, which then actually means he ain't doing that great. And the answer he just gave to the question was a big fat lie. But we expect that because he's a Democrat. Also, again, we're not making fun of a guy who suffered a stroke. We're just letting you know this is maybe a guy who shouldn't be representing anybody, let alone a state as large and populated and important as the state of Pennsylvania. But hey, that's up to the voters to decide in about 40 days or so, maybe a little, gosh, almost 30 days until election day. I'm very, 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 very excited about that. So in the meantime, I would love if you use that today, like, because it's Monday. A lot of people are going back to work for the first time since Ian, especially here in Florida. You know, like we've had days off. The kids haven't gone to school. People haven't gone to the office. None of those things have happened for days because of Hurricane Ian. And so if you're going back to the office today, I would love if you would, when somebody goes, hey, how was your weekend? I'd like you to go, you know, it was great, but it's not like kicking balls in the authority or anything. And just let me know the reaction you get. Just let me know the response that you get from whoever you share that with. What's up? This is Mark K. Saves the Republic. And we're going to dive into it right after this. All right. So first of all, I hope you're excited about this week because there's a lot of exciting things going on. In Florida, it's very tragic. They're going through all of the flooded homes. They're going through all of the islands they couldn't access before. They're going through neighborhoods that have been just totally devastated by Ian. They're finding people that are deceased, which is very sad. And the destruction and the price tag continues to go up. And every time that happens, so does the political finger pointing and the attacks on Governor Ron DeSantis. And again, this is something that to me is probably even more disgusting than anything that, you know, John Fetterman would try to say an answer to a simple question. But what we're seeing now is we're seeing the true colors of the Democrats and we're seeing the true colors of the media. I mean, we always knew what their true colors were. But again, in this opportunity, they're showing them at great capacity. And one of the worst is probably the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, who's coming off of a horrible week. Let's be honest. Kamala Harris, when all eyes were looking to her, I mean, her boss, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and a lot of people hate whenever I say Joe Biden, the president, I get hate mail. Why do you refer to him as the president of the United States? Well, you know what? He lives in the White House right now. He stands in front of the podium and apparently he seems to be, you know, at least no matter how he got there, he's there now. So the president of the United States is walking around looking for dead people that aren't there. And all eyes turn to the vice president and they're like, oh my God, we got to use the 25th Amendment on this guy, but let's walk through what happens. If Joe Biden, we get the cabinet together, we get the vice president together, we say, look, he's now talking to dead people. He's now looking for congresswomen that he knows are dead in a room where he knows that she ain't. And he's doing it publicly and it's on TV and we all look like idiots and it's ruining our chances at continuing to hold power in this government. We gotta do the 25th Amendment thing. And then somebody goes, okay, so if we do the 25th Amendment thing, Kamala Harris becomes vice president. And almost at the same exact time, she's over touring the demilitarized zone and she touts an alliance we have with North Korea, which we ain't got. North Korea hates us, wants us destroyed. They want to knock us. They want to blow us off the face of the earth. Kamala Harris thinks that we have this great allegiance with them. We played you those clips last week. It's very, very disturbing. So now everyone back in Washington is like, let's 25th the 46th, and then we'll bring in Kamala. And then they turn on the TV and they hear Kamala going, we love North Korea, who we have an alliance with and a great strategic alliance with North Korea. And then they're all like, son of a bitch, what do we do now? We can't get rid of Joe Biden. She's just as bad. And she doesn't even have an excuse. She ain't got no excuse. She's not 900 years old like he is. She's only 50 something. If she acts this way at 50 something, it's not because she's demented and old. It's because she's an idiot. And we can't have, you know, we can't have just an idiot run the country. If he's an idiot because of old age or advanced years or, you know, mental deterioration, that's one thing. But if we just put an idiot in there, then we've got serious problems. So now the 25th Amendment is off the table. Joe Biden continues to be president and Kamala Harris continues to do whatever it is Kamala Harris does, which is basically embarrass herself, her party, and the country. And she did it again over the weekend when discussing the hurricane. Listen to what she was asked. I don't know where she was. She was at some event, obviously a liberal event. You can tell by the reaction of the crowd to the things that she was saying. But listen to what she said about Hurricane Ian and the FEMA relief efforts and the money specifically that was being directed toward Florida.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
So everyone applauded because they're all just, you know, crazy lunatic sheep. But she's saying basically that poor black people need to get money before anyone else based on what happened with the hurricane, because not everyone starts off at the same place. I'm going to be honest with you. I saw the hurricane footage. I saw the devastation. I saw the houses that were leveled. I saw the inhabitable, residents and islands. And I mean, really just massive swaths of lands, entire communities where people have nothing. There's nothing there. Everybody, it appears, seems to be starting at the same place in South Florida or Southwest Florida. Also, I don't understand this whole thing about situations that are out of their control. This is a hurricane. That's out of everyone's control. If you think about it, while she's saying, oh, equity and equality, we need to make sure that the federal funds that we're giving to help hurricane victims are being equitably distributed to the lower income and families of color before anyone else, AKA the white people. What she's doing basically is a couple of things. First of all, she's turning this into a race issue, which it's not. She's trying to tell you that in a hurricane, people whose lives are destroyed are not all at the same place. Really, a hurricane is a great equalizer. Any natural disaster, if your house is wiped out, if your neighbor's house is wiped out, if the poor community is wiped out, everybody's starting from scratch. It wipes out everything. It is the way that you make everybody equal. And in a way, when you look at the devastation from the hurricane and when you look at what people are left with, which is nothing, it's a great metaphor for socialism and for the Great Reset and for what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their cronies are trying to do anyway. They want to wipe out everything. They want to destroy the economy. They want to wipe out your retirement, because that to them is the great equalizer. That's how everybody gets to be in the same equitable place. Not everybody's rich. Everybody's fine. Everybody's successful. Everybody's taken care of. Not that. No, they want it to be everybody is poor. Everybody is devastated. Everybody's at the same level. And that way, that's the only way we can all come together, because that's when we'll really have equality. But in the meantime, the government's going to give out funds to poor folk, people of color, women, anyone who's not a white male that's been affected by this hurricane. And in doing so, she's actually doing the opposite of what she's saying. You can't be equal and have equity if you are distributing funds and help and services to people based on their race, color, creed, nationality, sex, religion, financial place in life. It's the equity in this kind of decision. Not only is it racist, not only is it bad for America, not only is it divisive, and I think probably illegal, but it's also having the opposite effect. It's not bringing people together at all. And if you look at what's going on right now in Florida, if you look at the videos, if you talk to the people, if you see the interviews on the street, nobody's saying anything about race, color, creed. Everybody's just wondering, how do we all get water? How do we all rebuild? How do we come together and do this kind of thing? And meanwhile, Joe Biden is totally pointless because he doesn't know where he is half the time or who's with him. And Kamala Harris is race baiting. So these are the people that are in charge of the country. These are the people that are in charge of the United States of America. And the world knows it. They're all excited about it because it means they can just jump right in and do whatever they want to do. President Xi is making plans to do whatever he wants to do in Taiwan and, and with his country. Vladimir Putin's already been doing everything he wants to do. He wants the Ukraine. He wants more Ukraine. He wants to bomb people. He's all excited about it. Plus, he's making tons of money off of our ineptitude and the fact that we are energy dependent on places like, well, Russia. And so that's where we are today. We've got a bunch of Democrats in charge. People put them in charge, and they're either demented, idiotic, racists, or just totally physically and mentally unable to do the job. So when you ask me, how's the country doing? I mean, the only thing I can think to say is, well, you know, it's not like kicking balls in the authority or anything. So there's that. Anyway, there is good news. There's great news on the horizon. First of all, well, like I said, we're only about 30 some odd days away from Election Day. And man, I'll tell you, I am excited. I am jazzed. I'm going to have a party. I'm going to get drizzunk. I may have to take off the day. That's probably a horrible day. I'm not going to take off the day after Election Day, November 8th. It's a Tuesday. So November 9th, I'm not going to do that to you because I know we all want to, but I might be like, depending on how it goes, and if it goes the way I think it's going to go, I might be up partying a little hard. I might be popping some corks, you know, popping some tops, chugging some Cristal, doing all that kind of cool rap stuff. And I might be a little hungover the next day, but I'll be here no matter what. It is important, though. It's very, very important that you go out and vote. It's very important. You know, I was listening to Sean Hannity the other day, which I try not to do. But I was listening to Sean Hannity the other day, and he said, look, a lot of people think he was interviewing Rand Paul, our good friend Rand Paul. And he said, look, a lot of people think Rand Paul is going to win re-election, and he is, but only if you go out and vote for him. And the same is true. We're only going to be able to kick these bastards to the curb if you go out and vote for the other people. You know, if you don't go out and vote on November 8th, then nothing's going to happen. We're not going to win back the House of Representatives. We're not going to win back the Senate. Nothing's going to happen. You need to make sure that you go out and you take the time and you vote. And then we can all party hard and hopefully win back this country. And if John Fetterman keeps saying dumb stuff, and if Kamala Harris keeps being a racist, and if Joe Biden keeps seeing dead people, then I really think the majority of this country, not just the Republicans, not just the independents, but everybody is going to look around and say, you know what? It's time for a serious change. We can't leave these idiotic, you know, racially insensitive, bigots who can't, you know, put three phrases together. We can't leave them in charge of our country. It's just too gosh darn important. Anyway, so that's coming up. Also, tomorrow on our Locals channel, we have another live stream with me and Hannah. It's going to be a post-show live stream. So if you love the post-show live streams, great news. It's happening again tomorrow. All you have to do is go to our Locals community. It's markk.locals.com. markk.locals.com. And I've been posting these here as well. The podcast, a lot of people are like, hey, you know, where do I get the podcast? How do I watch the podcast? That kind of thing. The Mark K Saves the Republic podcast, I now put up as video as well. So if you would like to watch this video instead of just listening to it, by all means, you can go to our Locals community and join. There's other great content there. There's a great community that we're building. People are always commenting and leaving, you know, leaving notes and things like that. We have special guests. My interview the other day with the Patriot Barbie, aka Lindsey Graham, I posted that whole video so you can watch us and not, you can, if you're like, what does the Patriot Barbie look like? You can go see exactly what she looks like on our Locals page. So markk.locals.com is the place to go. markk.locals.com. I hope to see you there. And of course, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss a single episode of this podcast. Wherever you're listening, on Spotify, on Google, on Apple, iTunes, subscribe now so you will never miss a single episode of Mark K. saves the Republic.